the vast majority of people are so behind the eight ball that when they see all this other theater, that's why the ditty things come out, right? They've got to keep the consciousness of the mind of man wrapped up in all this shit that's going on around our world, instead of understanding who these evil people are and what they're nefariously doing against all of us to basically eradicate mankind.
Hey guys, welcome back. That was my longtime friend and patriot from Canada, Christopher James. Guys, World War III is upon us. They've taken out a major bridge in Baltimore, which will destroy the supply chain for some time to come. Diddy's homes have been raided because he's allegedly a Jeffrey Epstein-style pedophile and trafficker who's now on the run. Meanwhile, the whole world wakes up to the plague on humanity that is Zionism. Guys, we talk about that and so much more in this one with Christopher James. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up. Your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress, and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for click and play. It's Sean from SGT Report here. Guys, what crazy, crazy news of the day. I mean, honestly, you just can't make this stuff up. The hits just keep on coming in our crazy, crazy world, guys, as the genocide continues in Gaza, the world awakening to the plague on humanity that is Zionism. We have a ship in the Baltimore Harbor that appears to have been cyber attacked, powered down and steered into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing a total collapse.
Holy shit.
You hadn't seen this, Chris?
No.
Total collapse of the bridge.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it appears to be a cyber attack. This is essentially breaking news as the world spirals into absolute chaos. World War III is on. And in the midst of that, we also have Sean Diddy Combs on the run while his mansion was raided by Homeland Security. He's accused of human trafficking, which comes as no surprise at all to our friend Liz Crokin. And it appears to support Kanye West's claims that Diddy was a Jeffrey Epstein style fed. By the way, on Twitter today, Meek Mill's audio leaked, in which he appears, at least from the audio, to be getting anally raped by Diddy. You can't make this stuff up, guys. And meanwhile, what a joke. No name, no pedigree, no history of true patriotism on behalf of we the people, just more deep state Soros-related scum. This is Robert Kennedy Jr.'s pick, to which I ask, why even run at all? Well, she was probably your wife's top choice. The name of this woman, Nicole Shanahan, an absolute no-name who also funded Soros-backed DA George Gascon. Guys, you just can't make this up. People are jumping ship now from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because clearly he's in the pocket of Zionists. He must be. What other conclusion could one draw? Picking a no-name to add absolutely no momentum to your campaign whatsoever? It's just, we live an upside down world. Christopher James is back to help us break it all down. Chris, how are you?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back, Sean. I absolutely love my brothers and sisters to the South, the United States and worldwide that watch your broadcast. It's truly one of the very few lights in this world.
Thank you, sir. And the same is true for you. You are a light up there in Canada, and we appreciate you very much. In a minute, I want to play a clip from Alex Jones, really aptly describing the deliberate destruction of the United States and essentially our world. But your comment on any of those news items I just shared, we're in crazy upside down land, man.
Yeah, this is what they have to do. You know, I've said this when I came out back in 2017 when I first came online. I told them that when they had to take this world down, they're going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at us. And that clip you played there of that boat being steered, I guess, through GPS into that being hacked or whatever. That I hadn't seen that before, and it's absolutely devastating, as you alluded to with Gaza. I mean, there's over 30,000 children that have been murdered there. You don't see anybody, anyone. You know, we're seeing this theater that's going on between, you know, Putin and the Ukraine, which is another shit show, pardon my French. But, you know, you don't see anybody stepping up to the plate to stopping this in Gaza. And this is where I really hope to God that the American people are finally going to start to wake up. I don't know what it's going to take, Sean, but that's absolutely horrific. 30,000 children in Gaza have been murdered, and it's continuing. There's no end in sight. And now you've got this World War III that's underway in Ukraine. I mean, at some point here, people have got to rise up and wake up.
Well, it's so interesting now, too, to see the conversation about Zionism happening. It was an off-limits subject, as you know, for decades and decades and decades. The only way you could talk about Zionism is if you said you were a proud Zionist like Joe Biden did so many times. I'll play the clip right here.
If I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.
So your thoughts on Candace Owens being fired, I really don't care. I don't have any dog in that fight other than the fact that she was not going to stay in line lockstep with everything pro-Israel. And it cost her her job, which, frankly, I think she wanted. She wanted to break free. She can probably earn more money, you know, not working for the Daily Caller or whatever that rag is. But Ben Shapiro, an avowed Zionist, and that rabbi that kept going after Candace, man, is that guy showing his true colors? He was literally on a show with Piers Morgan where he talked about the destruction of Gaza and the murdering of babies and children and mothers and Palestinian women's breasts being kicked around like soccer balls. And he cheered it on the show. Oh, my God, Chris.
I know, it's sickening. It's hard to believe that this, I mean, those of us have been watching this for a long time, but it is out now. The gloves have come off. They're not hiding anything anymore. They're completely bombarding us on every single level. And I really feel for the people, Sean, that don't have a basic foundation to understand what's going on. But yes, Alex Jones, I remember back in the day, right? And maybe that's the clip you're going to play where he confronted Biden out after a speaking engagement. And he said, I'm a proud Zionist. You know, I'm proud to be a Zionist. And Stu Peters has really gone after the whole Jewish narrative with the Zionists, etc. He's been really tearing that up over the last several months, too. So it's no longer off limits.
No, it's sure not. And I know that a lot of people still believe Alex Jones is a gatekeeper for Israel. He's really been put on the razor blade on this one, though. And he said repeatedly, I listened to a whole broadcast as I was working out yesterday. He said, I cannot morally go along with this. This is genocide, essentially. But anyway, here's Alex Jones on the deliberate destruction of the United States and the world by this global pedophilic satanic elite.
Israel stood down. Biden gave Iran $6 billion a month before they launched the attack. At the higher globalist levels, this is all being staged. Doesn't mean real Israelis didn't die. Doesn't mean the attacks weren't real. Doesn't mean real Palestinians died. Doesn't mean innocent children didn't die. They did. It's real for those of us dying on the ground. But up above it, it is administrative destabilization and operation chaos, which the globalists admit is their plan. So I know that they've got an array of weapons pointed at us politically, culturally, economically, spiritually. They're firing them all at us, but they've got the big gun of major terror attacks and uprisings ready.
All right. I think he's 100% accurate. And you know what I forgot to mention? Amidst all the crazy news of the day, that absolute bloodthirsty NATO Gladio style attack on the music hall in Russia. More than 100 people butchered by these animals that I bet you $1,000 were hired by Zionist entities in Ukraine. Well, and Victoria Nuland's been talking about it. She said this new spending package gives us the ammo to make things very, very difficult in the future for Putin. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing badly.
We're a small country up here in Canada, as you know, and yet we've given $9.7 billion to Ukraine for this war. It's absolutely sickening. And it's not a war. It's basically NATO surrounding. As I always say, imagine if in Canada here you had, say, China, and they wanted to do a military exercise with a bunch of other, you know, countries together, and they set up shop here on the border of the United States. What do you think the American military would do? How long do you think that they would tolerate any of that from happening? You know, in our country or next to their country, they wouldn't. And yet look what is happening with Putin. Now, is this all part of this big theater? Are these people all part of this, you know, grand reset that they have to create this massive chaos and disorder around the world, because they are doing an incredible job right now. And I believe in the next, I can't see us getting to September, Sean, without this thing completely falling apart. The financial side of it, the wars that are going to start to go out, it's going to get really, really ugly. And that's why it always goes back to, and then the P. Diddy you were showing there at the top of the broadcast as well. My background was in the music and entertainment industry for 20 years. I was ignorant. I had no idea what was going on in the background. It was once I got out of the industry and then I started through my research and knowledge, I started to see these things. Then I was able to look back on my career and start to recognize what was going on many, many times in those studios. So that's what I'm saying, my friend. I think this evil is doing a full court press on everybody worldwide. And I always go back to, you know, the work that I'm doing up here in Canada. It applies worldwide. We can get into that public course, so Sean, outside of a bar, a society you and I don't belong to, which, as far as I'm concerned, the Zionists created all that as well long ago. That is a solution for us to get the warrants out, to get people arrested, because other than that, we are heading towards an enormous amount of chaos and revolution in every country.
Well, we're going to stay over the target here with two of the news items I've already mentioned, because it's so very important. Number one, Pizzagate and Pedigate are real, you know? I have been over that target reporting about the crimes of Jimmy Savile, Sir Edward Heath, the Hampstead cover-up, the Franklin cover-up for years. And my friend Liz Crokin is right about Diddy. She's been saying this day was coming for him. Here's Liz's comment on Diddy. Diddy said Trump needs to be banished. Elite pedophiles and traffickers despise Trump because they knew he'd take them down. It's really simple, folks. In 2020, Diddy said Trump needs to be banished and endorsed Joe Biden. And of course he did. Trafficker-in-chief Biden, also known as Pedo Peter, is a pedophile, according to his own children, who is running the largest trafficking ring in this country via state-sponsored sex trafficking of migrant children. His administration has already lost over 85,000 kids, which they admit. We know many of these kids are placed with child sex predators and or sex traffickers. Trump is the reason elite pedophiles are going down. They knew he would do this, which is why they all turned on him. All of the most powerful players who have fallen for sex crimes against children loathe Trump. He's not part of the club. So why is Diddy's takedown happening under Biden? Perhaps there are still white hat forces working behind the scenes, eradicating the scourge of human trafficking, including among the elites. Or maybe the cabal is using Diddy as a sacrificial lamb. Now, she goes on to talk about Epstein, Maxwell, Nixium, etc. But I think she might be onto something there. We're going to see. Is this just a limited hangout to protect the powerful white people and others in the music industry above Diddy? And soon we'll find out. Is it a limited hangout? He's not been arrested yet. He's on the run. But here's the other thing regarding that bridge collapse. You want to talk about the deliberate destruction of the United States and our infrastructure causing all measure of misery? Well, that bridge was very important to the mid-Atlantic supply chain. So now with the bridge gone, collapse paralyzes a major U.S. port. We already had a restricted supply chain. We already have a just-in-time grocery system. Chris, honestly, I think cooler minds have probably already exited the country. The people in the know do not want to be here for what's coming. If this is allowed to continue, we are going to see chaos in this country, the likes of which we have never seen. I mean, it's really going to be something to behold. I frankly fear for the American people, my friend.
Yep, I'm right with you on that, Sean. I've been telling people, like the last few months, I've been telling people September, if we get to even September of this year, there's going to be no elections next year. Don't kid yourself. We've got all this court crap going on with the Arrive Can app and that. Everyone's pointing to all these court cases that are finally coming due in October of next year. We've got these four gentlemen that were locked up in a convoy from Coots Paradise. They were out in Alberta there. Two of them got released. I believe the two of them are still in jail. They might be released now. But anyways, that's in trial in June as well. Another shit show. And I'm telling you right now, Sean, what's going on in our world, a great man in the United States, he's a great comedian too, is Cat Williams. Cat Williams, he talked about this many, many years ago about what was going on in the background with the pedophilia and the gay and all the sort of stuff. Well, he's really come out swinging against Diddy as well and many other comedians and Oprah and all of them. So, you know, there are some great lights that are within the, you know, whether it be the music industry, the military, the police, government, there are people that are in there, but they're finally coming out to the light. And I don't know if we're going to get this done in time, because if the people don't wake up and we don't start holding these people that are the head of this snake accountable, the head of all these service corporations called governments, like in our country here, Canada, Trudeau needs to be arrested with all the senators, with all the MPs, all of these service corporations like the Liberal Party, the Progressive Conservative Party, the NDP Party, all of these people are committing massive massive treason on we the people. They're unloading all these ridiculous, horrific, ecological, you know, they're actually banning any more road development in one of the provinces out there they were trying to do because they're saying it's affecting this climate change crap, right? Meanwhile, they've got all these, you know, cars, electric cars that they're trying to force Ford Motor Company car up here in Canada here. The plant, they're going to be gutting their plant in the next, in the, this year sometime, and they're going EV 100%. There's no market for this stuff, Sean, right? It's actually, as you said, the exact food supply chains, the energy supply chains. My contacts that I've been dealing with for the last 5 years, they're saying it's finished. They've done such a good job at chipping away, taking things down. I had a great report sent to me here from, I'll probably let you talk here, but I got one sent to me showing all the closures of the banks, all the closures of Walmarts, all the closures of Walgreens, like thousands of established businesses in the United States are banks are all shutting down. We're talking hundreds of locations across the United States. So this is the tipping point, I think, before the shoe really, really drops. And God help us all, Sean.
Yeah, my sentiments exactly. Honestly, man, God help us all. Well, and let me just say something. You mentioned EVs and what a joke it is. It is an absolute joke, except for Tesla, to the degree that Tesla really owns the market. And I've driven one. It was a rental. It's the only time I've ever driven a Tesla. I would never buy one, but it drove really great. I enjoyed driving it. But in the back of your mind is always, where the heck am I going to charge this stupid thing? By the way, Hertz, the CEO of Hertz is out. He's gone. He's lost his job following an electric car horror show. Hertz went all in on these EVs. And guess what? Nobody wants to rent them. Nobody wants the hassle of having to charge them. Nobody trusts the technology. And now Hertz is really teetering on bankruptcy because they went all in on EVs. And here's something else I didn't know. Again, related to the news of the day. Did you know that Nicole Shanahan, not only is she a California-based attorney, she was previously married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin?
My goodness.
Chris, follow the bloodlines. So RFK Jr. is just a total sellout, man.
Totally. Totally. And all, like I said, all of these people that are masquerading, that are trying to bring forth this change within government, it's never going to happen because all these people are compromised. Up here in Canada, we've got Pierre Poilievre. Now, of course, he's attacking Justin. He's showing all this from the Wuhan lab, all this stuff that's been happening for years. He's exposing it all. He's going to do away with the carbon tax. You know, on April 1st, Sean, how, you know, April Fool's Day, which no joke for us here in Canada, they're raising the carbon tax 23 cents a liter on every gas. And then there's tax on top of that again. It's unbelievable. I just want to read this to you quickly here. This was what someone sent to me, a very well-trusted, respected professional. You want the Build Back Better that they talk about in the United States? Well, here it is. Walmart is closing 23 stores in 8 states. Target's closing 9 stores in 4 states, and they're all blue states. Walgreens closing 900 stores, mostly blue. Bed and Bath, 360. Lowe's, 50. Macy's, 150. Starbucks, 61. Home Depot, 15 stores. Dollar Tree, 1,000. Foot Locker, 400. Gap, 350 stores. Party City is 24. Big Lots closing stores, and Cali in Colorado. Burger King is closing, which I love Burger King. I don't go there that often, and I know it's not good for you, but 400 stores. Boston Market, Best Buy is closing 20. Boston Market's closing 27. Kmart, 2 stores. Sears closed all but 22 stores. Regal Cinemas has closed 429 movie theaters. Kroger, the grocery chain, 413. U.S. banks, 23 branches. Wells Fargo's is closing over 60 banks. Capital One, 50. Bank of America closing 20 banks. All because the economy is so wonderful, Sean. Unbelievable.
Yeah, the economy is really wonderful when these people control all the corporations, right? So they can flip the switch and shut down the nation. They can cause the destruction of the inner cities, the theft, the wide open borders leading to the closing of these stores, all by design. But they'll tell us the economy is doing great under Bidenomics. We are being absolutely gutted. And by the way, the looting is on. Look no further than more money for Ukraine, more money for Israel, and more debt for we the people. $34 trillion and counting, Chris.
Yep. And that's why, you know, I'm not going to sound like the broken record here, but I said to everyone, and it's not an I love me thing, it's a fact. If we the people had access to that public courthouse correctly, Sean, you and I, we could move our claims. We have got enough evidence with these people, what they're doing. We could move a simple claim of trespass, for example, against Justin Trudeau. And I'd bring him into court and I would destroy that man in 4 questions. That's what the world needs to see. We need to have access to this courthouse outside of a bar, a private society. The bar is all part of this cabal. It's all part of, that's why they're terrorizing. You see, you've got 80,000 new IRS agents. They've done the same up here in Canada. Mind you, IRCRA agents aren't carrying guns, but they're basically going out now. And I've got a huge uptick because I help people with taxation as well, which is ultimately theft. It boils down simply to, do you have a contract with that service corporation, the CRA or the IRS? You write to them. You say, I'm going through my records, Bob or Susie, whoever the head is that organization, say, do you want to produce the obligation contract that you claim that a debt be due, true, or past due? Kind regards, Sean or Christopher. That's what I did back in 2003. I had the CRA there coming after me for 8 years. I didn't file income taxes. That was, you know, I was dealing with my launch in 10 countries. I was going to deal with the taxation thing after that. And through that journey, that's when I started to learn that this whole taxation was fraud. So as soon as I wrote that one simple notice to Bob Hamilton, the man that's the head of the CRA in Canada up here, which it's like McDonald's I could be writing to. I don't have a contract with them. They stopped. They didn't, no more threats and that came to me. Now I have to do three notices because a lot more people are pushing back. But once you send three notices, communications to anyone, Sean, running taxation, and you require them to produce the verified evidence that there's a contract that they're relying upon, or who's the man or woman that's claiming that this debt be due, true, or past due? That's all you have to put in writing to them three times. When they do not provide that written verifiable evidence to what this debt is supposedly based upon, especially a contract, then there is no debt. And you get a tacit agreement, Sean, that's in place. And then you hold that tacit agreement against them. If they ever try and move anything against you in court, they will be trespassing and you'll have an appearance fee to show up in court, save $1 million. They will not do it. And this is what has really been an uptick at my end here, from property taxes to income taxes. People are struggling. A lot of people are underwater right now. This tsunami that we've got coming, there's billions of dollars that are supposed to be reinstated then with the mortgages renewals this year in Canada. Everybody's underwater because when they bought when the interest rate was 1.2, 1.5%. Now they're having to renew at 5.5, 6%. They can't afford that, Sean. Oh. So this is this massive destruction that's coming from the financial side. Like, this is happening right now.
You're talking right about now, adjustable rate mortgages. Now these people have to re-up at 5, 6, 7%. Oh my God, what a catastrophe. It's all being done by design in crazy, absolutely upside down world. And let me just show you this again, because I think it's so important. Ashton Forbes writes, watch this ship. It loses power and it's accelerating into that bridge pylon. Okay, this was done by design. Ashton Forbes writes, this wouldn't bug me as much if I wasn't 100% sure governments can hack any computer on Earth. And, you know, he probably should have put governments in parentheses. These are private service corporations. These are the enemies of humanity. I would argue the CIA is probably in the pocket of the Zionists. And what better way to destroy our infrastructure and our supply chain than to hijack a ship and have it take out an important bridge whereby you have plausible deniability? It was just an accident, Chris. Oh my God, do you know how bad things are going to get in this country if this is allowed to continue? And who's going to stop it, Chris?
That's right. And that's why that courthouse, it might sound like it's, you know, wishy-washy, but it's not. If I had access to that courthouse right now, Sean, I could get in there outside of the bar and I could move a claim of trespass against Justin Trudeau. He'd be brought in under warrant, because the claim that I'm bringing forward into that court is one of genocide. It's an extinction level event that he and many other people that are running these service corporations, doesn't matter what party it is, they're all part of a service corporation, are involved in. That thing that just happened there in Baltimore, look how simple that was to do, Sean. They simply hacked that boat like that. I didn't realize that till you've just showed this now, that the lights all went out and then you see it completely turned around and then driven right into that post. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is, if they can do that so simply, just imagine all the things that they can hack in this world. And that's why we've got to find a come to Jesus moment and get into that courthouse. Because if I can get into a courthouse, or my brothers and sisters in the United States, and you can move a claim outside of the bar against, again, that's what that public courthouse is supposed to be there for. The people that we have access to it to move a claim of trespass against a man or woman outside of a legal society, which doesn't apply to a man or woman. And as soon as that happens, everything stops. It's like Donald Trump. All this hundreds of millions of dollars he's got to come up from. Who has this man caused wrong or harm to? Nobody. Who is this man got a contract with that's coming forward that he owes this hundreds of millions of dollars for? It doesn't exist. And this is with all my heart and soul. I wish to God people can understand. It's been the hardest thing for me, Sean. It's been like watching the most horrific car crash at my end for the last 20 years. And I've understood simplicity, the power to get into that public courthouse, because then the military and the police are moving under those warrants to arrest those people and get them brought in. That's the job that they have to do. And when the truth is actually brought in a proper claim into that courthouse, that's what makes the law. You don't have to have an education on law, like go to law school with lawyers and be, conditioned to indoctrinated into this massive fraud that's occurring. What makes the law, Sean, is that when a man or woman comes forward and says, Bob or Susie, they're trespassed against me, and you only use that word trespass. That's why it's in the Bible. Why? Because trespass covers wrong, harm, or breach of contract. That's it. So that's the only reason that we should ever be brought into a court. We've caused wrong or harm to our fellow man or woman, or we're in breach of a contract. Where is it? And that's what you always required is produced, because you always make a special appearance into that courthouse. And unfortunately, this is the big ignorance that our fellow man or woman don't know. And I don't need the full 37 million Canadians to be awake to this. If I can just get a 200,000 brave men and women that are willing to get to that courthouse to basically ensure that those warrants get put out for Justin Trudeau and that will be the light to this world that everyone needs to see. Then all the great American people, the patriots in the United States that have this incredible, look at all the information on the gentleman that had on Biden and them and what they were doing with Ukraine and the money laundering and stuff that's going on. He's going through lawyers. It's not even it's a kangaroo court. If he was able to move that claim against Joe Biden or Joe Biden's son directly and have them brought into court, they would be finished. And that's what people need to understand. We have right before us. That's what's frustrating to me. We can turn this around on a dime, but people need to understand that courthouse is the most powerful place. If we can get into as a man or woman to move our claim in court and get the warrants out for these people, the bar, they're not going to be able to hide behind. They're not going to be able to hide behind the rules of civil procedure. And with all due respect, the Supreme Court of the United States or the Supreme Court of Canada, that's like the Supreme Court of Burger King. Those people have no jurisdiction over us, Sean. And we come back to those three questions. Is any man or woman that's acting in these courthouses as a judge, a court clerk, a bailiff, whoever, the Supreme Court of Justice, are they going to claim A, Shauna's property or any of the people? Nope. Have they got a contract with Sean or any of the people in the United States on the private side that their property as a man or woman? Nope. Then all that leaves, Sean, is that every role that any man or woman's acting in for the service corporation, they must have a contract with I or the people in this world that they are property. And when no man or woman can come forward and answer yes simply to those three questions, Sean, then no man or woman in this world has jurisdiction control over you. The minute that a man or woman acts in any role, they have no rights. They've got duties and obligations. And that's why people, with all my heart, I wish to God they would recognize when you walk into that public courthouse and you establish your standing as there is the man, you're making a special appearance to accept any and all verified claims, that man or woman wearing that black robe, they're your public servant. They serve you, unless what? They're going to answer yes to those three questions. Because you're not there acting in any role. You're not appearing as a defendant, as a plaintiff, as a taxpayer, as a resident, any other terminology other than a man, woman, or people. You're there by special appearance to accept any and all verified claims. And when they don't appear in that courthouse, then there is no court. And you have a right to go after these people that under the color of law, these lawyers, these people that are part of a private society, are held accountable. So I'm telling you, Sean, it comes right back to that. We're either going to get this done at the courthouses with a very small group of people. I have a lot of faith in the American people. I really do. Because your court system still has some teeth to it. But if they can actually wrap their heads around, I was trying to do this with Sheriff Mack, with the constitutional sheriffs, but the sheriffs have all been compromised as well. They've basically incorporated many years ago all of their agencies, and they've, through this whole legal system, they've changed their jurisdiction, their authority, so to speak. And this is the problem. If we can get, even 100 police officers in the United States sheriffs that knew this truth and go into a court with a man or woman that has this evidence surrounding Fauci or Joe Biden or whoever it is, that will be the light for the world for everyone to see. There's no appeal process. Those people get brought into that court instantly, Sean. Joe Biden will have to answer yes. You'll have to show the evidence verifiable that he didn't do these bribes or any of these other trespasses against the people of the United States. And that applies to so many people, as we know. He's not going to be able to do that, and he's not going to be able to hide behind a lawyer. That is the most powerful thing. That is where the rubber will hit the road. That is where we'll finally see accountability, because the people, the jury of our peers, a grand jury, they are the judges. They decide what the punitive damage is going to be, or what it could actually be, life or death. So that's the note that I want to leave everybody on here, Sean, is that we have got to learn who you are, very simply understand the power of that public courthouse, understand right here and now why this is so important. Because I know that Sean or Christopher here before all of you here today, we would in a heartbeat, we'd be at that courthouse to protect our fellow man and woman worldwide if we could get access to it and move our claim. Not some sissy complaint in a legal world, a claim of trespass against these various people that are causing this genocide in the world. And it is in that moment, Sean, that we can turn this world and be a light to it. So that's why I keep fighting in that front for our mankind and hope to God we're going to get there before September.
Yep. Let me show you one other thing, because I think what you're referring to is this brave man, a really courageous hero for America, Tony Bobulinski. He's got the goods. He's got the evidence of the treason from the Biden family. Not just Joe Biden, the entire family has been involved in this treachery. And who's running cover in the public testimony from Bobulinski? The witch on the right, AOC, absolutely would not let him answer the question, badgered him because she wants to cover up her party's absolute corruption. And here's the problem with that. The entire supply chain is collapsing. And are you ready for this, guys? The Francis Scott Key Bridge, which just collapsed. Well, Francis Scott was the author of the national anthem because America is collapsing. You don't think a message is being sent here, friends? Watch this again. This ship, the power goes down. Check it out. And it's steered. It accelerates into the pylon. Okay. This stuff doesn't happen by accident.
I can't imagine what the captain must have been thinking.
Look at the smoke coming out, too. It's accelerating now, right into the pylon.
Yep. My God.
Francis Scott Key wrote the national anthem. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
By the way, Ian Carroll does incredible work. God, I wish I had the reach he has. I'm not allowed to have reach on Twitter. Some people are. Good for them. This guy's a real truth teller. He writes, and when Diddy Boy about to get busted for a child sex trafficking ring, what island does he flee to? Evidently, he may have flown to an island that has no extradition treaty with the United States. Anyway, Laura Logan, all truck traffic across the Francis Scott Bridge, over 11 million vehicles a year, mostly semis, now have to go through the tunnel, in and out. No shipping can go into Baltimore. The bridge and the port are down. So here's the thing. Do y'all remember when that hurricane hit Florida and it wiped out a key bridge and DeSantis got that bridge repaired in like 2 weeks, maybe even less, 10 days, something like that? You just wait and watch, Biden. You just wait and watch the bureaucracy slow roll this thing. I bet that bridge will be down for a year, 2 years. They may never rebuild it because Biden doesn't give two shits about the infrastructure of this country. It's all being brought down by design, Chris.
Yeah, that's no 2 or 3 day thing to or a week to bring back. I mean, that's a massive new infrastructure that has to go in. I would think even if they started on it today and they were working around the clock, you're talking months for this to get put back. Unbelievable.
All right. Well, before we part ways, do you have any updates about the puppet politicians, like the guy controlling your country, Justin Castro Trudeau, who I call the hand of the queen? This man should be tried for treason and brought to justice in whatever is fit for people who commit treason.
No, unfortunately, there isn't, because what we're also seeing at the same time that all of this evil that he's involved in is being exposed worldwide, we're also seeing these so-called police agencies, the RCMP especially, is a toothless, corrupt institution, and it has basically had Justin Trudeau's back from day one. So this is the big elephant in the room now that people have to face and realize that we have to face this and fight this any way we can right now to stop this from happening. And the one thing that we are fighting off, I can end on this, is we've been talking to people about Masterpiece. Both Sean and I, we don't push and dump anything. I was recently informed they kept some of this information back. But on top of all the incredible, on average, 70% of the forever chemicals, your plastics and graphene oxide was removed in 90 days. Also in the urine test that they had done, Sean, over 50% of the aluminum was removed from the subjects. So we have another large test subject that's going now with it, with 24 double-blind placebo. And I think when those results come out in the next 50 days, look out. because that is going to finally put the nail in the coffin for showing everybody, because we've had a lot of pushback from some of these doctors that are speaking from a place that they're just not quite educated enough on. And we're very grateful and blessed to have Dr. Robert Young, who is light years ahead of everyone. But I just want people to know that this masterpiece product, which Sean is showing on his website, is something that everybody needs to get right now for your friends and your family. Stock up on it, because as we're seeing here, the supply chains that are going down, in the very near future, everything is going to stop, and you're basically going to be left with that deck of card of hands that you've been dealt with at that point to try and move forward. So try and load up, if you can, using a metaphor, with all aces moving forward, so that when this shit does hit the fan, I mean, that bridge to me, that's a tell. That's like a bomb going off in the United States, Sean. That's the tell to me. It's on. Right? They're letting everybody know, and people better wake up and not just look at this as just some sort of a random accident that's happened. This is on for the destruction, the destabilization of our countries. And we got to get a hold of this powerfully and quickly, or it is over.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. And let me just say, our job here is to try to arm the people with the real news and the real information that they will never get from the mockingbird whore mainstream media who only lies and gaslights the people. And two of those avenues of truth to help you free yourself are, as I just discussed with Rex Freedom from the Freedom People, PMAs and non-taxable trusts, allowing you to create the separation from the corporate straw man and the natural man lawfully and logically. And of course, to take your health back with Masterpiece, which is getting the heavy metals and toxins like graphene out of the blood of the people who have taken the vaccine and those who haven't taken the vaccine, and a 50% reduction of aluminum in your blood and urine after just 90 days. I will leave a link below to the Freedom People and to Masterpiece so you can take back your personal autonomy financially and your personal autonomy in terms of health. Chris, I thank you so much for your time. You know, you're an inspiration to so many. And I don't know, man, as far as people in Canada go, is the awakening happening there? Because I really think it's happening here, although it may be a little too late.
Yeah, I think so too, my friend. I think the vast majority of people are so behind the eight ball that when they see all this other theater, that's why the Diddy things come out, right? They've got to keep the consciousness of the mind of man wrapped up in all this shit that's going on around our world, instead of understanding who these evil people are and what they're nefariously doing against all of us to basically eradicate mankind. But like I say, Rome wasn't built in a day. I do believe in my creator, and I trust that mankind will, like I say, the darkness may have to come a lot more, Sean, which I hope it doesn't, but eventually we're going to get to that tipping point, and that's when we need to get into that public courthouse with the military, with the police, get the warrants out, and then we got to stop these people that are ahead of this snake.
Yep. And the final comment I will make about the bridge in Baltimore is to quote Laura Logan, who writes, "The enormity of this is just settling in for U.S. intelligence, and those in power are already covering it up. Biden did a press conference today. He said it was just an accident. So don't let your lion eyes fool you guys. The ship wasn't hijacked. It wasn't steered into the pylon. It was just an accident. So go back to sleep, because the traitor in chief, who's already in the pocket of the communist Chinese, is telling you it was just an accident. I'm sure it wasn't hijacked by China or U.S. intelligence that is in on the collapse of the United States. God help us. Chris, can you remind people how they can find you?
Sure. You can find me on A Warrior Calls. That's a warrior, not a lawyer. awarriorcalls.com. I do live streams every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please come and join us. It's all free. It's in real time, and you're seeing as the great work that Sean does. I show people in the real time of this massive theft, death, and destruction that's occurring, and I always provide that solution moving forward. So please join us. Please support Sean. Continue, because there's only a handful of us, as far as I'm concerned, in this world that are really a light in this media conglomerate that's out there right now, and your voice is so important right now for our world, Sean.
Thank you. And so is yours. As you well know, you've taught me those three questions. And I want you to remind the audience just one last time before we go. What are the three questions? When you get that knock on the door from the Politburo bureaucrat who says, hey, you owe us money, you owe us property taxes, you owe us income taxes, you got to help fund these illegal wars. What are those three questions?
Just simply write to them. You always put it in writing ahead of time. If they show up at your door, well, don't answer it, or speak through the door and ask them, well, do they have a warrant? Otherwise, they're not going to come in. But ultimately, it's very simple. I keep it simple for people. If I showed up at your door, Sean, and I told you that you owed me a debt, the first thing you're going to say to me is, who are you? I don't know you. Well, you want to produce this contract that you're relying upon, that a debt be due or true or past due. See how simple that is for people to understand? That's all you need to do with the IRS, with the property taxes, the municipal level, anybody that's trying to administrate over your body, your flesh and blood, that's your property. Then they have to have jurisdiction. That means control. So the only way they can have control is there must be your consent or there must be a contract. So if they, here's the three questions. If they don't claim that you're property on the, as a man or woman, and they don't have a contract with you on the private side as a man or woman that you're their property, then all that leaves is the service corporation or whatever role they're acting in. They somehow have a contract that you don't, you're not aware of with your wet signature that you've agreed to being their property. That's the only way that their codes, their rules, their statutes, their debts, whatever they're claiming be true is actually due. So always keep it very simple, people. Understand, contract makes the law. No man or woman can administrate property without right. And if someone's claiming that a debt be due, true, or past due, require them to produce the contract upon which they rely. And when they don't do that, all that's left, Sean, is that, well, I guess people at this service corporation, be it government, the IRS, CRA, or whatever, someone there must believe I'm property. That's the only way they can make in these demands upon you. And that's when their crap falls apart. When you draw it into the light, three notices, and they don't answer, you hit them with a tacit agreement, which confirms, hey, Bob or Susie, I've written you three times honorably now, requiring you to produce that obligation contract that you rely upon that a debt be due, true, or past due. And when they don't do that, you've got the tacit agreement, and you're able to move forward and stop all this wrong and harm.
I love it. It's the secret knowledge. It's the knowledge they've been hiding from us, friends. You can take your body, mind, and soul back. And if you really want to take a fun ride, every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, you can go live with Christopher James, awarriorcalls.com. I'll leave a link below. Chris, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you so much, Sean. Love you to death. Keep up the great work. And we will continue to be the light in this darkness that's coming upon us.
God bless you, man. From your lips to God's ears. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. If you're still with us, please spread this one far and wide within your sphere of influence, all over social media, because I don't have the reach I used to have. I'm throttled on Twitter. I got kicked off of YouTube. You know the joke. Please help us get this info out. And for real news every single day, visit us for free at sgtreport.com. That is the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird mainstream media CIA lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
The District of Columbia is under the crown. So that structure and that model exists here. Everything is just that way. It's just an illusion. This whole thing's an illusion. And you don't own anything.